May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have Tasavvur Bhai, mashallah, who's joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Hafiz Saab?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Jazakallah khairah for joining us, mashallah Azza wa Jal. For the viewers of Madani channel, I have a magazine in front of me as well. Faizan-e-Madina magazine. Now, this is our Muharram edition magazine, August edition as well. So, inshallah, as well, I'm going to be going through some of the important things from this magazine. So, subhanAllah, inshallah. Sohbay, the first question I have from viewer is, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, could you help me? We have lost a loved one. We cannot find them. Is there anything that we could read so that we could find them quickly? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Next question is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I am starting Jamiatul Madina this year. Is there anything that I could read to improve my memory power, as I am quite a bit slow? Inshallah, don't worry. Alhamdulillah, when he comes to Jamiatul Madina, inshallah, the barakah, the blessing of the Quran will make you fast, inshallah. So don't worry about that, inshallah. Another one, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I do watch your program and I'm eagerly waiting for your program this week as well. Please, could you give my salam to all the team? And also, if you could give me something to read for success in my job, as I keep losing my jobs and I want to stick to one job. Okay, mashallah. The first thing I just wanted to start off with is I'm on this page now, and alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this page is about the hidden blessings in calamities. You know, for example, when Allah Ta'ala tests us, whenever we're in a problem, you know, we always seem to think that, you know, these are calamities, these are problems. But then don't forget, there are hidden, you know, blessings in these calamities as well. Let's see what is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. If Allah wills good for someone, He afflicts him with trials. Yeah, so when Allah ta'ala wills good for someone, He afflicts him with trials, with tribulations, with tests. So that is a sign that alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal loves that person. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, if you are going through any sort of test, then please don't worry. You know, these sort of tests are there not for punishment always, but alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they are a test so that we could make our lives better. What is meant by a calamity, a musibat? What is meant by that? A calamity is something unfavorable which becomes a trial for a person. Unfavorable, yani no one wants to have a calamity. Yeah, but it's something that it afflicts a person. The trials and challenges we face in life due to our families, illnesses or finances can also be calamities as well. So they could be in many different forms. It could be a test within our family. It could be a test within our health. It could be a test within our finances. Or it could be a test, it could be anything. In other words, we may sometimes be tested through our offspring, health or wealth, and this continues until we meet Allah Almighty completely cleansed of our sins. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this gives us a relief that sometimes people think that I'm always afflicted with illnesses, I'm always afflicted with this problem, that problem. Then don't worry, these problems are inshallah Azza wa Jal, there to make you stronger and also get close to your Rabb Azza wa Jal. And these could be in many, many forms, you know, like, for example, offspring, your children, maybe your children will get ill, maybe this is disobedient, but always keep making dua for them as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Jeet Sabar Bhai.
Regarding a lost person, so this particular spiritual cure of Sabi mentions that to find somebody who beloved that you've lost, if you can sit next to the mausoleum of a saint, if that's not possible, then while sitting in the corner of the house, recite the following ayah 990 times. I'll give the reference first, inshallah, Sabi, and then I'll mention the ayah. It's part 30, Surah Ad-Duha, verse 7 and 8. Part 30, Surah Ad-Duha, verse 7 and 8. And it's وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So you need to recite this ayah 990 times. Inshallah, Azawajal, the person who is lost will be found. And the second message which we received was in regard to somebody who's, mashallah, first of all, before I give the spiritual cure to the brother, I'd like to congratulate him first that, alhamdulillah, congratulations that you're joining Jamiatul Madina. It's probably the best decision you've made in your life, I'd say. You couldn't make a better. Alhamdulillah. So congratulations in that. And don't think that you've made a wrong move. You've made an excellent move, inshallah. And regards to your memory, inshallah, as you learn the knowledge of deen, your memory will open and become stronger as well, inshallah. But we'll give you a spiritual cure as you've requested as well. After each salah, if you place your right hand on your head and recite, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, 11 times, Durood Sharif before and after, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if Allah wills, your memory will become even stronger.
Ji, a few hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a believer is tested so that the test becomes a means of expiation for his sins. So therefore, a person who is being tested by Allah azza wa jal, it's not because, you know, again, his sins will be forgiven. It's a means of his sins to be forgiven. Another hadith, believers are given two forms of goodness. Whenever they face a trial, firstly, the goodness they are given in their present state is that they turn towards Allah Almighty because of the trial and draw closer to Him by pleading in His court. Secondly, as a result of the trial, their sins are erased and or good deeds are recorded in their book of deeds. So that's another important thing. You know, when a person is put into a test by Allah, so maybe it's in illness, but then what will happen is a person, he will be tested by Allah Azza wa Jal, but that means that will make that person go closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, so he's getting closer and closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he asks Allah Ta'ala for his forgiveness, he cries in the court of Allah. So now that illness was actually getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second benefit and the blessing is that illness, inshallah Azza wa Jal, will be a means of his sins to be forgiven as well. Remaining without any calamity or worry in regard to life and wealth can drive a person to spiritual negligence and heedlessness. Now, this is quite true. A person, you know, who's got money, he's got every sort of things that he wants for himself. He has everything. Now, that person, he will maybe get away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will get away from the blessing of the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. You see that sometimes when people don't have a job, they'll be there. We're making dua. Ya Allah, I need a good job. Ya Allah, I need to get married. And they are close to Allah. They will offer their salah. They might even turn up for Fajr salah. Why? Because they want their need to be listened to by Allah Azza wa Jal. And when that need is fulfilled, then what happens? A person, he moves away from Allah. That Fajr namaz is gone. So therefore, that person only offered his Fajr because he wanted something from Allah Azza wa Jal. And now, because he's got everything now, and he's got all the ni'mas, all the blessing, he will slowly move away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jeet Sabar Bhai.
The third message, Afsa, which we mentioned regarding the job success. I think the brother mentioned where he's in a job and something happens and he ends up losing it. So he's having to keep changing jobs. And he likes to have one job where he can stick to that job. This particular special cure mentions that if the brother, I'm hoping he's already punctual in his salah, but if he's not, if he can become punctual in his salah, and then he mentions after each salah, recite the following, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram 100 times. Inshallah, Allah will remove his problems that he's having and the worries in relation to his job.
So, inshallah, Azawajal. Ye, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, could you help me? I'm worried about my brother who is hanging around with the wrong crowd, comes home late evening. We are always looking out for him, but he was always late. Please, can you help us? Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that I could read? For itchy skin, is there anything I could read? Please help me. I have used many ointments and medicine, but nothing is really making any benefit. Okay, inshallah. Last one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khaira for doing my istikhara last week. I hope, inshallah, Azawajal, things will be getting better. I can feel things are better, but is there anything that I could read to get things better? As I mentioned in my message, that I am going through some family issues. You said that there is nothing wrong, or only a few things. I was given a wazifa to read. Could you please repeat that wazifa again? I forgot what it was. So, inshallah, Azawajal. So, wazifa for problems at home, inshallah, Azawajal. Ji, another form of calamity. There's a story. A king once asked his minister, a certain attendant of mine does not have anything in his possession, yet he seems happier than me. Do you know why? Smilingly, the minister said, I suggest you put the law of 99 into play. Brother, the king responded, what is the law of 99 you speak of? The minister began to explain, my king, place 99 silver coins in a bag and write a note which says, here are 100 silver coins for you. Affix this note to the bag and have someone put this on the doorstep of your attendant. Tell them to knock on the door and move away. You should then watch what happens from a hidden location nearby. The king swiftly acted on the minister's suggestion. That night, he prepared a bag with 99 silver coins inside and had a note attached which said there were 100 inside. Hiding nearby, he had a servant place this bag at the attendant's door, knocking on it and then hide. The attendant came to the door but did not find anyone there. His gaze fell on the bag at the door. Reading the note, he was overjoyed and hurried inside with the bag. He began counting the coins with an vacuous hunger in his eyes. But there were only 99 coins. Even though the note said there were 100, he could recount it again, and there were still 99. He repeated this process a few times, but only counted 99 each time. So this king, now it's a beautiful story, but the rest of the story, we'll see what Sawar Bhai is going to say first, inshallah.
The brother has mentioned regarding his younger or older, I don't think he mentioned whether he was younger or older, but his brother's hanging around with bad company and they want something to try to keep him away from that bad company, inshallah. If they recite Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu 10 times with Durood Sharif before and after and perform them upon some water and then give that water to the brother to consume or to drink, inshallah, that will help in him staying away from this bad company, inshallah. The message, somebody's got itchy skin, spiritual cure. I'll give you the reference first, Abu Saab. It's chapter 18, Surah Mu'minun. Chapter 18, Surah Mu'minun, verse number 14. And it mentions that recite this particular verse and then perform them upon the affected area or the area where the itchiness is. Inshallah, Azawajal, that itchiness will stop. One can also recite the same verse and also perform them upon water And then that water be given to the person who is suffering from this itchiness, inshallah, that will also help to relieve the itchiness. And the verse is, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ.
جي carrying on with the story of the king. Now we reached up to the part where the king puts 99 coins, writes a note that there are 100, and the person takes the bag in. He counts them a few times and he only finds 99. Then what happens? He then thought that one coin had fallen out of the bag somehow. Waking up his entire family, he had them search for it and around the house. After half of the night had passed and he was unsuccessful in finding the coin, he proceeded to insult and disrespect his wife and children. In a state of restlessness and anger, he left his home and sat outside. The king was watching everything that had taken place. He came to the understanding that the one who possesses countless bounties but ignores them and instead exerts all of his efforts in pursuit of one trivial happiness, he only becomes discontent with life and spreads this discontent to others, causing unrest in society. The king further contemplated, I have also done the same thing. By fostering grief in my heart over one absent bounty, I have deprived myself of delighting in the countless more I have been granted. Remember that only those who are content with what Allah Ta'ala has decreed for them truly live in bliss. Those who do not learn the skillful only publicize their calamities and spread negativity. Now again, mashallah, a beautiful example of how a person should, you know, always be positive in life. Yeah, if you don't have one blessing, it doesn't mean that there's no many more blessings. You look, all of them blessings that you have, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made things more easier for you. So try to enjoy your life and try to, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you know, live happily within your family as well. Now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, every week we have the wazifa of the day. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, what wazifa are we going to do? Are we going to share? Let's ask the Sawarbay, inshallah.
Sometimes we have a desire. Well, I'm saying sometimes, a lot of the time, we have desires that we want to be fulfilled. We have, we make supplications, we make du'as, and they're not always fulfilled. Now, regarding du'a, it's mentioned that, you know, some are fulfilled straight away, some are delayed and answered later. And then you have some du'as which are kept for the hereafter. And then a person is rewarded in the hereafter. Now this particular spiritual cure, which is the spiritual cure of the day today, is such a spiritual cure that it makes a person, a big word now, mustajabud da'wat, i.e. somebody whose du'as are always accepted. So the person who practices the spiritual cure of today, inshallah, will become somebody whose du'as are always accepted. And it mentions that whoever reads this spiritual cure 7 times every day, inshallah, he will become mustajabu da'wat, i.e. all his du'as will be accepted. And the spiritual cure simply, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. 7 times, Durushif before and after.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Very beautiful wazifa. This is one of the names of the blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jal. So whoever recites this wazifa, he will become Mustajab al-Da'wat. Mustajab al-Da'wat, as the Sawar Bhai has rightly mentioned, is that person whose du'as will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Somebody was suffering with the family disputes, family issues. So this particular spiritual cure for the brother, it might not be the same one that he was given last week, because obviously we haven't got last week's message in front of us, so we don't know what was given to the brother last week. But this one, inshallah, will suffice. It mentions that if they recite Surah Fatiha with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 1111 times, 1111 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and perform them upon some water and then keep that water and then use it as it's required, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. JazakAllah khairah for that. Now we're moving on to Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnah. And these were all the questions that have been answered by Mufti Ali Asghar Attari Madani Damat Barakatuhumul Qudsiya. The first question that was came to Mufti Sahib was, what do the scholars of Islam say about the following matter as written in Bahari Shariat? If someone sneezes and does not utter hamd, replying is not necessary. The question is regarding a person who sneezes and says Alhamdulillah quietly, those around him do not hear him say it, and they remain unaware as to whether he has said Alhamdulillah or not. In this scenario, is it necessary to reply to the sneeze? The answer, replying to a sneeze is necessary when the person who sneezes says Alhamdulillah in an audible tone. Therefore, if a person sneezes and says Alhamdulillah quietly to the extent that nobody around him hears this, it will not be necessary to reply. So remember, now, not many people know this as well, that when someone sneezes and they say Alhamdulillah, or even sometimes you say Shukr Alhamdulillah, then you are, and it's necessary, wajib to reply with the word Alhamdulillah, Yarhamukallah. So if a person sneezes and says Alhamdulillah and no one replies to that, then what will happen is that that person, he does not have to reply, because of that person not hearing, because of the voice is not there, the audible voice. Ji Sawar bhai, mashallah. Ji assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give wazifa for marriage, as I'm having issues getting married to someone? I'm a divorcee and I am having problems. Allah ta'ala make it easier for you, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ji. So inshallah, as soon as we get the wazifa, I'll let you know as well. Another question that came to Mufti Sahib, joining the congregation when the imam is in the second prostration of the first unit of salah, what do the scholars of Islam say about the following matter? A person comes to the masjid, finding the imam in the second prostration, in the second sajda of the first unit of salah. He has missed participating in the first unit altogether and will make up for this one. Can this person join the imam whilst the latter is in the second prostration? If he joins, we'll have to perform the first prostration that he missed or stand up with the imam. So basically, if you are joining the salah with the jama'at, imam sahab has done one sajda and he sat in between and now he's going to go into the second one. And now the question is, should I join the imam in the second sajda? And if I do, will I have to do my sajda again, the first one that I missed? If a person finds the imam performing the second prostration of a unit in salah, he should join in the following manner. While standing, he should firstly say takbir-e-tahrima. So you should always say Allahu Akbar, begin the salah. Then recite takbir again whilst going into prostration. So Allahu Akbar, you can put your hands on the side and then say Allahu Akbar again and going into prostration, joining the imam. In this case, it is not mandatory for the follower to make up the first prostration which the imam has already performed. Rather, when he makes up the unit he missed, the prostration of the unit will be fulfilled. So therefore, he doesn't have to just miss the one sajda that he missed with the imam sahab, because he's going to read the one salah, one unit that is already missed, one rakat that is already missed, he's going to read that anyway. So that will be covered by the imam sahab, by the person who is offering his salah. Jeet Saur bhai.
Ji. So in regards to this particular person who have messaged in, or anyone who are having problems falling asleep, then this particular special cure, inshallah, will put that problem at bay. I'll give you the reference first, Afa sahab. It's chapter 30, chapter 30, Surah An-Naba, verse number 9. Chapter 30, Surah An-Naba, verse number 9. And it mentions that keep reciting this particular verse and inshallah azza wa jalla, you will fall asleep. And the verse is simply, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا And it's ta with the two dots at the end, not a ta. The message regarding somebody having problems and they can't get married, I think he was mentioning. So they feel like there's an obstacle. So this particular spiritual cure for marriage, it mentions that after you've read your Isha Salah and before you go to bed, recite Surah Ikhlas, Ayya Qul Huwa Allah Ahad, in the complete Surah, 41 times for a duration of 90 days. So once you've done the reading of the Surah Ikhlas, then raise your hands and make dua. Do this for 90 days. So you'll be reading Surah Ikhlas 41 times, raising your hands and making dua for a duration of 90 days. And I mentioned that inshallah one will get married. And if engagement does take place during the course of this spiritual cure of 90 days, then continue and complete the 90 days. Don't stop just because you've got engaged. And it mentions that inshallah the person will get married. And one particular important ruling that needs to be noted here, Afsab, if the person who's doing this spiritual cure is an Islamic sister, then on the special days of Islamic sisters, then when they reciting this spiritual cure, to start with Huwallahu Ahad, leaving the qul out.
Jazakallah.
Back to the magazine. Uttering, what do the scholars of Islam say about the following matter? On page 302 of Bahr-e Shariah, second volume, the 14th ruling mentioned is, it is not considered an oath to say, I take an oath by Allah and His Messenger that I will not do this. Why is this not considered an oath despite the word oath being used? Yani, if someone says that I swear in the name of Allah and the Messenger, yeah, so the answer is, there are several conditions for a recognized oath not to be enacted. One of them is to mention the name of Allah alongside whatever an oath is being taken upon. Uninterruptedly, if there is an interval between the two, an oath is not enacted. Within the statement found in Bahr-e Shariah, I take an oath by Allah and I take an oath by His Messenger, the phrase I take an oath by His Messenger cannot become an oath between the phrases of I take oath by Allah and I will not do this. The phrase and I take oath by His Messenger has caused a break. For this reason, the entire sentence cannot be considered an oath. MashaAllah, that's a very beautiful answer. SubhanAllah. We have another one. Now next to the next page is Madani Muzakara. Before that, inshallah, azawajal, I have got the results for the istikhara request that we were sent. Inshallah, azawajal, let me go through them. We had an Islamic sister who sent in a message regarding her child, and he says istikhara is clear. She was worried about her not going to sleep at night, but the istikhara has come back as clear. So inshallah, azawajal, there is nothing to worry about that. Now, Sorbe, if we can have a wazifa for a child who doesn't go to sleep. The next one was code name Muharram, and the istihara has come back as a sign of illness. They had a panic attacks and on all these kind of things. They were asking if there is a black magic or nazar or anything. The istihara has come back as an illness. So it's not a magic, it's not nazar, it's illness. Inshallah, Azawajal. Panic attacks, inshallah, Tawbah will give us a wazifa for them as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, 11 times, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, before going to sleep.
MashaAllah. Page number 9 of the magazine, it's Madani Muzakara of Amir al-Sunnat, question and answers that we have with Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, every Saturday. Live roughly about 6:30 p.m. it starts until about 8:00 p.m. And I would request and urge everyone to watch the Madani Muzakara of Amir al-Sunnat, inshallah. Amir al-Sunnat was asked a question, cleaning the home on the day of Ashura. Can we clean the home on Ashura? Amir al-Sunnat replied, yes, of course you can. Cleanliness is a good thing. Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like cleanliness. Question, people who die whilst taking selfies, at high or dangerous places, will their deaths be ruled as suicide? The answer Mirial Asunath gave was, those people who do not deliberately kill themselves, for this reason their deaths will not be deemed suicide. At the very least, for them to do such action is not correct according to Islam. The Quran says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Do not fall into destruction by your own hands. It was a very valid question, beautiful question, that those people who die whilst taking selfies. And sometimes, you know, some of the videos that when they go viral and you see, it's an amazing, you know, Allah Ta'ala forbid, someone standing in front of a train and the train, you know, hits him. Someone's on a really, really high cliff top and he slips and he goes down. You know, these are, you know, wasteful of life, but they are not classed as suicide. Jeet Saur Bhai.
A special cure for somebody who's suffering from panic attack. If they recite Lahaul Sharif, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, 60 times and perform them upon water, Durud Sharif before and after, inshallah, and drink this, inshallah, this will help with the panic attack.
Jeet, mashallah, azawajal. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we've got some good news for the viewers as well. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, if there is any ta'wizat that you wanting and you cannot come to any ta'wizat basta, you know, any of the stalls where the ta'wizat are being given, then Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have started a free postage service for ta'wizat-e-attariya. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the service of Ruhani Ilaj has been started via post from the UK to the residents. Yeah, so if there's anything, then Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, remember our number 01274733578. That is the number to dial if you need tawizat or istikhara. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the department will send out these tawizat. Now, this is a great thing that, you know, a lot of people, sometimes, sadly, they could not make it to Bradford. They couldn't make it to any of the Tawizat stalls. And now, Alhamdulillah, this Tawizat service has been started. And again, you know, it's, for example, sending out a Tawizat, you're roughly talking about easy, about £100, I think it was, to buy the stamps as well. So maybe, inshallah, as well, if anyone can sponsor that, that would be good as well. But inshallah, as we, like I said, Dawat Islami, we don't look at the expenses, we look at the service that is to be provided, and the service was needed. So inshallah, as well, as we need any tawizat posting out anywhere in the UK, ring the number and inshallah, Islam Brothers will be posting them tawizat out as well. If you want to say anything, Sawarbi, regarding that?
MashaAllah, this is excellent news, Alhamdulillah, that this service has been provided here from the UK now. And you don't only need to ring the office number of SAB to access this service. Previously, what was happening was to gain Tawizat through the post, you could either visit the Dawat Islami website and fill in an application from the website to request Tawizat, and they will be posted to your home. You could go to the official Facebook page and request Tawizat from there. You could even go to the official YouTube channel page of Ruhani Ilaj and also request Taweez from there. There was also the WhatsApp service where you could request as well. Now, previously what was happening, Afisab, was that the Taweezats were actually being sent from Pakistan with a duration of 14 to 15 days. So by the turnaround time for these Taweezats to reach you was 14 to 15 days. But now with this service taking place from the UK, inshallah, they sent out the same evening. So you receive the taweez the next day. Alhamdulillah. So we've cut down a duration of 14 to 15 days to one day. Alhamdulillah.
That's excellent. Alhamdulillah. And remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, all of these services are free of charge for the viewers and for the Muslim Ummah. MashaAllah. Again, many, Alhamdulillah. Departments of Dawat Islami, they all run fi sabilillah. We do our Madrasatul Madina, we have Jami'atul Madina, we have you know, the Tawizat is the, you know, spiritual cures as well. Many other departments are all run fi sabilillah for the welfare of the Ummah. But for that, please, we need your help. We want you to help us to donate to Dawat Islami. Go onto the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net. Inshallah, Azzawajal, you'll find the link there to donate as well. So please donate generously. Donate whatever you can. So Jazakallah khairah, my dear Islam brothers. I hope, inshallah, after watching this program, you will donate something towards that. Alhamdulillah, I have done my donation as well, just to give you a targheeb, inshallah. Jazakallah khairah, Sawar bhai. Allah Ta'ala bless you, and please take care of yourself. And inshallah, we'll see you when you come back, inshallah. Jazakallah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain.